The last poem is called The Weather in Luxembourg, and it's probably a confusing poem, I guess, although it clears up at the end. I guess I'll go back sometime to it. But the mood of the poem is supposed to be something like the weather in Luxembourg and the political climate, say, in a kingdom which is probably the end of something. It's a small kingdom, rains a lot, as I remember. But you pass through Luxembourg on the way to other places when you go to Europe, and you never seem to stay there. The weather in Luxembourg. The weather in Luxembourg is like a prayer that this life could be dismissed as effortlessly, empty of notches. And I would say without remorse, that mirror, this has been my life, the pain in the door, it's fast asleep. And this the collapsing day with stars, distant and harmless. But always at this time, I am too calm to welcome even death sliding through the trees. He knows where he's not wanted. He's been a gentleman all his life. His wife died in her sleep. The temperature in Luxembourg is 78 degrees. The last of a line of unimportant kings sits in the garden eating lunch. In the city of the living, his burghers are choosing sides. There are so many decisions they could make. Silence chews at their ears. They need a rest. Already in the upstairs rooms, their wives and mothers settle into green sofas, vowing allegiances to chastity. They've had enough. Their soft gum sucked noisily, like bowls of clams. I could turn off as easily. I want never to have accomplished anything. To be the last quiet man of my kind, standing in the pasture. It is nearing the end of the afternoon. It seems I've been preparing for this a long time, but I can't stop smiling. Thank you.